I'm Jay Vickers. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for UNLV Sports Innovation Institute. I got started back in December of 2019, but this is my second stint at UNLV. As my first stint, I oversaw the Rebel Athletic Fund, which is the fundraising arm for UNLV Athletics. We did some great things there. I went on to two other institutions, decided to come back to UNLV, and had the opportunity to build an institute from the ground up that has a positive impact on sports. Not only internally, but externally, as we have the opportunity to work with the Raiders, the Knights, the Lights, the Aces, all of our sports teams, our faculty, our students, and enhance a platform for our new sports and entertainment ecosystem here in Las Vegas.
That's really cool. And we're going to get into some of that work with the diversity and inclusion stuff. We had quite a few questions from the students about that that were emailed to me. One of the kids had emailed and they want to know what was the key challenge that you faced in securing that $3.25 million appropriation for education, research, and so forth.
One of the key challenges there is really just not knowing exactly what the state was looking for. Really trying to understand, trying to tell the story of why it's important to invest into a new initiative. And showcasing how the money would be used. Whenever you receive money, you want to be a great steward of those funds. And I wanted to make sure that they saw the impact we were making through internships, through data collection, research, innovation, and through using our website, being great stewards of social media, and et cetera. We let those platforms tell our story. And in our write-ups that we had to submit, we tried to make sure we told a story of impact, not only in our community, but also for our students and what they would do as they graduate and be part of the new ecosystem.
Can you touch on, there was a question from one of the kids. They wanted to know, and thank you for your answers. They wanted to know, how do you secure partnerships with the organizations like the NFL Foundation and United Way of Southern Nevada? How does that go? How do you go about that?
Well, the first step is it's a win-win situation. It starts with relationships. And so if you are able to build great relationships with people, people do business with each other. It's not through social media or all these different things that we see today, but it's about one, people believe in the mission that you have, and that their mission would also support the mission that they have. That's the win-win scenario. And what we were able to do with that program, that is the Las Vegas Super Bowl Host Committee internship program. And what I love about that program is the first of its kind. And a lot of people like to do something that is first of its kind. And what I mean by that is this is the first fully paid internship program in Super Bowl history. And all the previous 57 Super Bowls, all the interns that were involved were volunteers. And because it looked good on their resume, and what I wanted to do was say, look, that's great. That's probably good at a lot of other institutions. But at our institution, two-thirds of our student population are first-gen and non-traditional students. I'm not saying that we don't have students that come from very wealthy families and et cetera, but we also have this little thing called the Strip, and where our students can go there and they can work and receive a pretty good income for themselves. And so if we wanted to find our best and brightest, we should be able to pay them of some sort. We understand the impact of this type of experience they would have, but how can we get them to be involved in this program as they're trying to learn what is sports and what is the sports and entertainment ecosystem? And so what we started to do is I just asked the question, would you be willing to match funds that already existed for the NFL Foundation to support young people and as their quest and going to this new ecosystem? And the easy answer was yes. It was a win for them and made them look impactful with our students. But then we're able to go out and recruit the best and brightest, pay them $25 an hour, as well as pay for 3 tuition credit hours if it was approved internship for class credit.
That's brilliant. And this comes from me. You're very innovative in your career. When you have kind of like an issue right in front of you, and people nowadays are very problem central as opposed to you who are very clearly solution central. What is the process for you when you see an issue and you see that solution? How do you come to that?
No, I'm going to give my mentors, first starting with my parents and coaches and et cetera, credit with this answer, is because I was always told, don't come to me with problems, come to me with solutions. And so when I look at a situation or a scenario, you have to be calm. And so, I had the great honor of playing for Coach Lou Holtz at University of Notre Dame. And so in doing so, it was, he always made a stance to say, if you scored a touchdown, act like you've been there before. And if you don't score a touchdown, if you stopped on the 1 yard line, get up and figure out how can you make that difference. Like, what was the one thing you can do that you can learn from that and make a difference? And so that taught me to look at every scenario that came and every problem as an opportunity, not as a problem or anything else, but how can I make this as an opportunity for someone else to be impactful? What's great about a lot of the things that we've been able to do here through the Institute is, even though we have that grant, well, in order to get the grant, as I said, we had to show proof of concept of why you would want to invest in our program. And what we did is, and one thing is, you got to show that you're a good stewards of funding that you can receive. And we had two sports research summits that were held in partnership with UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. And we were able to use the UFC Apex as our building to host this event. But they normally charge for that event. They sponsored that event for us. We also used the Octagon as a stage. And so I say all that to say, every event we've done, we've had great sponsors. We had people be involved because they understood the passion that we had for what we're trying to achieve, not only for UNLV, but also for the city of Las Vegas, as we want people to see that we know how to diversify our economy as it relates to sports and entertainment.
Brilliant. And I know that we just had some classes join us. And if you guys have any questions, just message us in the chat live. Some got emailed to me, and one of them wanted to know, as a founding member of Game Changers United, what were some of the biggest barriers that you faced when it came to diversity and inclusion, in USA Soccer today?
You know what? I think one of the biggest barriers at the time, why they put together this organization, is one, having the opportunity to speak, give someone a board that would listen to them and understand their needs and their wants. And one of the initial needs and wants, well, needs, not a want, was to have equal pay in soccer. So soccer, like UFC, believe it or not, is one of the few organizations, sport organizations in the world that said, hey, look, we're going to have equal pay between men and women that participate in our organization. And so I'm proud to say that as a founding member, we were part of that change for US soccer, as well as making sure that we identify the impact that our US soccer greats are making within their communities. And so we also have different awards that we've created to ensure that they are recognized, we see them, we see the impact they're making on our youth. So those are the type of things they wanted to see. And part of DEI is just making sure that everyone's aware that you all are important. No one's separate. No one's different. Doesn't matter your gender, your race, whatever it is. We all are the same. But how do we make sure that there's a fair playing field so we can recruit the best and brightest to do the jobs that are needed in any organization?
Absolutely. And I wanted to kind of know this. How did your upbringing, and your background playing football at Notre Dame, how did that kind of have a shape or influence on your career today?
You know, I think I owe a lot to sports. I think sports in general is the perfect metaphor for life. And the reason why I say that is you learn about teamwork, you learn about leadership, organizational skills, time management skills. There's so many under skills that you don't understand. You learn about loyalty and what that means to be a part of a team and to know that if you don't accomplish your job, your teammate can accomplish their job. And so I think it's a perfect metaphor for life, as you need to be a teammate. You need to understand how you should work with someone, and also what is transformational leadership. And I think that's where those type of things have always worked out really well for me. And transformational leadership for me is looking at a scenario, looking at a team, and saying, how can I make you better as our organization gets better as well? Because transformation needs to happen within the people as well as within the team. Yeah, I always felt like you can achieve your goals more successfully if you have that type of impact.
bring up transformational leadership versus transactional. And yeah, I got you on that one. That's good with that. So one of the kids emailed, they want to know, what advice do you have for us students who want to break into the sports industry but don't have direct experience yet?
Well, I think for those students, you know, it depends on what they are defining as direct experience. Right now, you're gaining experience by having, you know, doing math work, if you're doing science, if you're working on marketing, if you're understanding what leadership is and management. And the reason why I say that is a lot of times our young people think that in order to be involved in sports, you have to be an athlete, a trainer, or a coach. Well, I want them to know that I'm not an athlete. Well, I used to be, but I'm not a trainer. I'm not a coach. But what I do understand is marketing. I do understand sales. I do understand management. And those are the skills they can learn right now. It doesn't matter what grade they're in, and what they're doing. And you can be a doctor in sports if you wanted to. You can be the VP of marketing. You can be the VP of social media. You can be a general manager. You can be a president of an organization. There's so many jobs within these billion-dollar organizations that you have to make it run, and it takes good people. So there's ways that you can be involved. I think if you want to major in business, or if you want to major in kinesiology and nutrition sciences, you can also, if you want to major in hospitality, UNLV has one of the, it's the number one hospitality program in the country. And so if you want to major in hospitality, there's a place for you in the sports and entertainment ecosystem.
That's so cool. We'll go with a few more student questions, then we'll let you go. And again, guys, those of you live, go ahead and message them to me. One of them, there was a question that I had about your strategies used to get your institute approved by Nevada State Higher Education in record time. How do you do that? Like, what was the process like for that?
Well, when if you recall, when I first started, I officially took the reins of our institute. Our initiative at the time was asked to be a part of this team in December of 2019, and we know what shortly happened thereafter. That was COVID, and so the biggest thing that was on my mind is how can we make sure that we come out the gates, meaning out of COVID, prepared. At the time, we didn't have a website. We didn't know what our vision and mission was. We didn't have pillars of excellence. We didn't have any of those type things. And so I'm big on having a foundation, a place that you can point back to about your successes. And we started to plan those sports research summits. And so what I wanted people to see is, look, regardless of COVID or anything else, we put together a mission statement, a vision, our core values, our pillars of excellence. And we had a website to show you what we were doing. And then we also had plans. So I was trying to think ahead. You know, if you want to have that transformational change, you got to think a little bit ahead of everyone else. And at times they ask you to slow down, but you're going, but I've already took care of that. And so I think what we did is we had a foundation. Then from there, we're able to speak intelligently about who we are, what we do, and to get people to feel our passion about what we're trying to accomplish in our for our university and for our city. And that's why I got people motivated about how can we help you. So it wasn't a situation where I went to people and say, hey, can you help me? They were like, look, we like what you're doing because you set all these things up. How can we help you be successful? And you have to have an answer for that when you're ready. And the good thing is with our team, we're able to construct what that answer would be. And people believe that. So I would say it's a little bit of, I don't want to say luck, but I do think luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
I love that quote. So we'll have one last topic that we kind of like touch on. Can you touch on the Sports Entertainment Innovation Conference, what that's all about?
Absolutely. So Sports Entertainment Innovation Conference is called CECON. And what's unique about CECON is the first omni-channel Sports Entertainment Innovation Conference in the country. Because in most conferences, they focus on one or two subjects. You know, you and I just went to an event and it was on one subject, right? Whereas you rarely go to a conference, less the CES, where you focus on there's topics on everything within that ecosystem. And so we wanted to develop something, one, that will help Las Vegas plant a flag for not only a sports and entertainment global sports city, but an intellectual global sports city. And that's something that we were very conscious of. But also we wanted to think outside the box. And thinking outside the box is working with another institution of higher learning, which is Syracuse and their Fall College of Sport. We came together, our faculty, our brain trust came together thanks to another partner, Circle Marketing, who is local here and sits on the board for the Fall College, as a matter of fact, and said, look, Jay, you have a great vision of what this conference could be. Do you need help? Would you like for us to be a part of this and we can help and collaborate with you? I said, absolutely, let's break a trend. And that's the other thing too, you can't be afraid to break trends, meaning when someone says, well, we always did it that way. Well, that doesn't always work either. I mean, if someone would have stayed with that mindset and everybody stayed with that, there's no iPhones, there's no Samsung phones, there's no internet, there's no nothing. So I like breaking trends. And then try to figure what strategically break your trends from that standpoint. So it was a strategic move and a perfect move to work with Syracuse and Circle. And in doing so, we've developed now what you see as CCON, which is now regarded as one of the top sports conferences in the world after its first year. And it's only because we allow all topics within this ecosystem to be discussed, to be evaluated. And at the end of the day, we care about one thing. Well, we believe in one thing, which is education plus collaboration equals deal making. And deal making can be defined to whatever your needs and wants are.
That's brilliant. So the future belongs to those who dream it, right? So what are the long-term goals for CCOM that you have?
No, I think long-term goals is that we want to be global. We want to be known not only here and in the States, but we also want to be able to work with our friends in Australia. We already have a MOU we just signed with Australia, with the Australian Sports Technology Network, as well as working in France, possibly in Dubai. But we want this to be a global conference where we bring people together. Again, education plus collaboration equals deal making. And we want to make sure we can be a global representative of what the sports and entertainment ecosystem should be or what it will be. So that would be our future.
That's great. And so as we wrap up, so for the final question, I always ask this of all of our guests, is there any advice that you could give to these students, whether they want to go into your field or something completely different, as someone as accomplished as yourself, what kind of advice would you have for these kids as they figure out what they want to do?
I think there's a couple of things. One is never stop learning. Don't be afraid to be a mentee and don't be afraid to have someone, to ask someone to be your mentor. And understand the difference between each of those. If you are a mentee, you want them to also be your sponsor as a mentor. And you want someone to be your sponsor. You want them to be able to look, to talk to anyone, your teacher, your parents, your coach, what college you're going to go to, and a future employer. And if you want them to be able to say your core values, what they are. They want to be able to speak about you intelligently and sponsor you to be the very best you can be. That would be the first thing I would do. And after that is dream big. You have to dream big, right? No matter where you come from, your financial situation with your family, doesn't matter. Just dream big, then go after it. And if you can do that, I think you'll reach all the goals. Everything I've done was about dreaming big and wake up and say, no, I'm just going to try to do it. Just a little bit of effort goes a lot further than you think it ever will.
That's great. I love that advice. Well, Jay, we wish you the best of luck and we can't thank you enough for connecting with us. And guys, we'll have this episode released along with his student assignment that goes along with the stuff he talked about. And we can't thank you enough, sir. We appreciate you, sir.
Well, I appreciate you all. Students, have a great day.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.